fullness of joy. Come on now. You better go. You better jump on in this river. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God. Come on, lift your hands. Father, I thank you, Lord God. Father, we declare and decree that this word is already forever settled in heaven. Father, you said that man doesn't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. So, Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we thank you for the feeding and the nourishment from your word. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that we'll never be the same again. Father, we give you honor and glory. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that we are walking in your seed time and harvest, high glory, manifestation. Father, we thank you that we are walking in the seed time and harvest manifestation. We are walking under the power of all. Father, we are walking in and walking under the power of all. Father, we are walking in and walking under the power of all. We are, high glory, all together, whole, in one passion, in one mind, and in one place. Father, we thank you, Lord God, that the portal of heaven is connected to where we are on earth. Father, we declare and decree, Lord God, give us this day our daily bread. My God, my God, my God. Come on, somebody, just begin to magnify the Lord. Come on, he's worthy of your praise. He's worthy. Come on now. He's worthy of your praise. He's worthy. Come on now. He's worthy. Come on now. Come on, he's worthy. Come on, give him praise. It's okay to give him praise. Come on now. Woo, God, glory. Come on now. You better give him praise now. Bible says to praise him while there is still time. Come on now, high glory. See, you don't understand that when you begin to praise God, you activate the power of God. Woo, because the Bible says that God inhabiteth the praise of his people. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, see, there it is. See, you actually draw, you bring God to where you are when you begin to praise. And the Bible says where two or more gather together in his name, there he is in the midst. Father, we give you praise. Father, we thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you, Lord God. We give you praise. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you. Father, we just give thanks. Ooh, oh, give thanks unto the Lord. Come on now. For he is good. For he is good. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord. For he is good. For he is good, for he is worthy, worthy. Come on now. See, when you understand that you bring God to where you are, see, and then if you can get him to inhabit your praise, he will automatically intervene in your situation. Oh, my God. Woo, this is why David said, I will bless the Lord at all times. Oh, come on, somebody. Well, you want to know why David had so much favor, why David walked in so much grace? David had a continual, glory, diligent, disciplined lifestyle of praise. Oh, my God. Do you think it's a coincidence that the Psalms, which were mostly written by David, is right in the middle of your Bible? Oh, my God. Woo, my God. Oh, you better come on. You better get this morning. I'm trying to get revelation to you. Praise God more. Give him glory more. The Bible says David danced till his clothes came off. Woo, my God, my God. And his dance preceded the glory of the Lord. Oh, my God. You better get this, somebody. Woo, I'm trying to get this to somebody. Somebody type, oh, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on now. Hey, glory, come on now. Hey, glory, come on, come on, come on, come on. Get this, get this, get this. The glory of the Lord was preceded by a parade of praise. Come on. Woo, my God. The glory of God entered into a city because the city praised God. Woo, my God, my God. The people rejoice. Oh, come on now. Well, let me find that scripture right there. Come on now. Listen, I want to welcome everyone to the Early Morning Daily Bread with me, Pastor and Prophet Michael Bryan of Restored Ministries International, where our purpose our ministry and our mission is to restore, renew, and refresh you, the sons of God, with the word of God. Now, what you hear this morning is not going to be my opinion, but it shall be the word. Because the Bible says, in the beginning was the word. God, here it is. Oh, my God. Now, listen, this word that I'm about to share with you right now is prophetic, and it even supersedes the next presidential election. I want you to get this. This is a prophetic. Come on. Thus say the Lord right now. It says Proverbs 20 and high glory. I want you to, because listen, you don't. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. You do not. High glory. His shot. Oh, my God, you do not just vote because a Republican or Democrat or independent or whatever it is. Political parties are still, glory, ran by man. But here's what you do. Amen, because I want to get this to you. Oh, my God, this is going to be powerful. Oh, my God, my God. Somebody better type, I receive it. It is so. Now look, Proverbs 29. When the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. Now, it's funny that in this same, this is Proverbs chapter 29, in this same chapter of scripture, it says, chapter 29, it says, hold on here, I wanted to get this here. So once again, that was Proverbs 29, chapter 2. I mean, chapter 2 of Proverbs. Chapter 29, verse 2 of Proverbs. It says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. Your first commandment of God is to make sure that righteous people are in authority. Woo, my God. Mm-mm-mm. And I just want to get this other scripture. That's also in Proverbs chapter 29. Who? An unjust man is an abomination to the just, and he that is upright in his way is an abomination to the wicked. Woo, my God. You said, you better get this. This is Proverbs 29. This is a powerful chapter. Oh, verse 7. The righteous consider the cause of the poor, but the wicked regardeth not to know it. Oh, my God. Woo, my. This is Proverbs chapter 29. Woo. Ah, glory. Come on now. I just want, oh, Proverbs 29, 18. Here's what I was looking for. Where there is no vision, the people perish. But he that keepeth the word, happy is he. So when you understand, even as we are seeing all this mess that's going on between political parties and political agendas and those who want power and greed and money. See, when you understand that the people, we are supposed to be a nation that's governed by the people. We are the people. Oh, my. We the people. Oh, come on, somebody. When we begin to pray, he said, when my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and turn from their wicked ways, I will hear you from heaven. See, if we'll begin to pray. See, I didn't even know I was going to go this way this morning. But before you can release the power of all, God wants us to begin to cover this nation. Listen to me. Cover this nation in prayer and intercession, because it's time out for all of these man-made agendas, and it's time for the righteous to be in authority so we the people can rejoice. Come on, somebody type, I receive it. It is so. Come on. Grab your Bibles, your coffee, your tea, your smoothie. Let's go to the Word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. In Jesus' mighty name. Well, listen, I'm going to thank you for joining in to this broadcast. But listen, grab your Bibles, because listen, we are continuing on with this power of all. See what you got to understand, that we are in a season, not just a day. Yes, the Bible says in Acts chapter 2. Oh, come on now. Let's get here. Because we're talking about walking in the power of all, but not just the power of all, but you have to understand the Bible says with all you're getting, get understanding. Okay. It says in Acts chapter 2. And when the day of Pentecost was fully come, remember, Pentecost is one of the three major feasts, it's the three fall feasts that God said, everyone must come unto me and do not come empty handed. Okay. He says, three times in a year shall all mankind come before me and do not come empty handed. And when the day of Pentecost is the second of the three feasts, glory, that is connected to God's kingdom principle of Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, when you understand that God's kingdom is built on seed time and harvest, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest time. Okay. So come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, when you understand that you are that because salvation reconnected you to your inheritance and to your place and seat of authority as a son of God. Okay. Psalms 82. Come on, let's go here. Come on now. Psalms 82. Let's get here. Here we go. Psalms 82. This is why I put them up in there. Come on now. Someone type, I'm a son. It is so. Come on now. Psalms 82, verse 6. Come on now. I have said, you are God's little e, Elohim's, and all of you are children, the divine offspring, woo, of the Most High. This phrase, the Most High, is El Elyon. He's the Most High God. So that means if you are a child of the Most High, you are a child who has the Most High authority in the kingdom. This is why the devil is up under your feet. He doesn't have power over you. Your foot should be on the devil's neck and the other knee in his back, breaking his back. Why? Because you sit in your seat of authority. Come on now, someone type, I'm a king and I'm a son. Woo! Come on, somebody. I'm a king and I'm a son. Okay. Okay, see? See, let me just type this right here. Okay. Woo! Okay, so I'm a king and I'm a son. Come on now, type that right now. I'm a king. Come on now. Doesn't matter what your bank account looks like. Doesn't matter what your credit report looks like. I'm a king and I'm a son. Woo! Come on now. He said, "Tadaba." Woo! My God, my God. Okay. First of all, let me just prove to you that you're a son. Now we just read that we are the children of the Most High, right? This word, children, here in the Hebrew, is a Hebrew word, the bane of God, which means, listen, member of a group, a son, the sons of God, member of an order or a class. Come on now, the sons of God. Woo! Sons of God, the bane of God. Oh, my God. So you are the sons of El Elyon, the Most High God. This is why the Bible says that he's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. But let me just show you that you're a king. Okay? Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, get it. Come on now. Come on now. If I show you where you're a king and a priest, will you Will you believe it? Okay, let me just show this to you. Okay, come on now. I'm about to show you. Okay. Revelations chapter 1. Revelations chapter 1. See, I'm about to show you your royal priesthood, your lineage. Amen. Revelations chapter 1, verse 6. Revelations chapter 1, verse 6. Someone type, I'm a king and a priest. Come on, get it. Look at what it says. Verse 5 and 6. And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness and the first begotten of the dead and the prince of the kings of the earth, unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests unto God and his Father, to him be glory and dominion forever. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Oh, come on now. Oh, come on. But that's not the only place. Let me show you the next place where it says you are kings and priests. Revelation chapter 5. Come on, get this. Revelation chapter 5. Someone type, I'm a king and priest. Come on now. Where you at? Woo, my God. Verse 10. And has made us unto our God kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. We shall reign on the earth. We are kings and priests, and we shall reign upon the earth. This is why, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. See, we think, see, there's been a misunderstanding. Let me just share this right now. There's been a misunderstanding that when Abraham sold a tenth, okay, of the spoil of war, that was the creation of the tithing system. It was not. This was the reconnecting us to our lineage of kingship and priesthood, because the Bible says that Melchizedek was the king of Salem, and he was also the priest of Salem. Woo! And when he gave the terumah, and it wasn't a tithe, necessarily a tithe, it was the tithe, the word tithe means a tenth. Okay, he gave a portion, a tenth of the spoil. And when he gave it, here's how we know it's a terumah. And when he gave it, the Bible says that King Melchizedek, priest Melchizedek, blessed Abraham. Oh, my God. See, we got to go here. Come on now. See, woo, my God, this is why. Come on now, you better type, I receive it. It is so. This is why when you give a terumah, this is why when Prophet Tanya and I are teaching you about seed time and harvest, okay, when you begin to sow, not out of religious obligation, the Bible says, Jesus said, because of your tradition, you make the word of God ineffective. You don't give because you're obligated to, like it's a chain, like it's a ball and chain. No, you sow seed time and harvest because you want to bring honor to God. Come on now. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. Let me just show this to you so that way you can get the full understanding. Genesis chapter 14, okay? This is why Pentecost was so powerful. Genesis chapter 14. It was the reconnecting of our kingship. Woo! And our priesthood. Woo! My God, my God. Genesis chapter 14. Look at what happened. Now, King and priest Melchizedek is a form of Christ in this passage. This is after Abraham has to go and rescue his nephew Lot from the hands of the enemy. And Abraham defeated the five kings at this time. Oh, my God. Okay. Genesis chapter 14, verse 14. And after we read this, we're going to go straight into our giving. Oh, my God. See, we're going to go straight into you sowing your seed time and harvest time. Amen. Look at what it says. Genesis 14, 14. And when Abram heard that his brother, his nephew, was taken captive, he armed his trained servants and in his own house. He didn't go and grab the soldiers of the king. It was his family. He was the patriarch of his family. He went to go get and rescue his nephew in his own house. 318. Oh, my God. Woo, which represents the number 12, which means new government. Oh, my God. And pursued them unto Dan. And he divided himself against them, he and his servants, by night, and smote them, destroyed them, and pursued them unto Hobah, which is on the left of the hand of Damascus. See how he's in Damascus? This is where the prophet and the apostle, woo, Paul, is commissioned into ministry. Come on now. Woo, my God. And he brought back all the goods. And he brought back all the goods and also brought again his brother Lot. Listen, not only did he get his family back, but he got the spoils of war. Let me just prophesy to you right now. What you've been going through, there is a spoil of war. Woo, my God, because the Bible says that the enemy must return sevenfold what he stole. Woo, my God. And he brought back all the goods, also brought again his brother Lot and his goods and the women and also the people. And the king of Sodom went out to meet him after his return from the slaughter of Chedorlaomer and of the kings that were with him in the valley. Woo, my God, of Sheba, which is the king's dale. And Melchizedek, king of Salem, brought forth bread and wine. This is the foreshadowing of communion. This is the foreshadowing of what the children of Israel would do on the night of Passover. Oh, my God. Bread and wine. And he was the priest of the Most High God. He is the priest of El Elyon, the same priest, our glory. He's the same God that's in Psalms 82. We are children of the Most High. So it took a king and a priest of the Most High to reconnect us to the Most High. And he blessed him and said, blessed be Abram of the Most High God, possessor of heaven and earth, and blessed it be the Most High, which has delivered your enemies into your hands. And Abram gave him tithe of all. Woo-hoo! And gave him tithe of all. Can I say it again? And gave him tithe. He gave him 10% of all. Not because God commanded him to do it, but because the priest and the king of El Elyon, listen, and you never go into the presence of the Lord without sowing a seed. Because Melchizedek, let me just share this right here. Oh, my God, before we give. Melchizedek represented an image of Christ, the anointed one, our great intercessor. Oh, my God. And now listen. And because he came into the presence of the Most High, Abram worshiped him and gave him an offering, a terumah, because he was a king and a priest. And it established us as kings and priests, woo, of God, and connected us back to El Elyon. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. This is why when you give, now you must have an understanding of why you give. This is why he gave him a tenth of all. Why? Because he received the blessing. Woo, my God. Listen, the Bible says, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. Listen, get your seed time right now. Get your seed right now. Get it right now. Come on now. Woo, come on now. Don't you get silent on God. Come on now. Oh, my God, my God. See, we're going to break the devil's back and crush his neck right now. Seed time is the period of planting seed or investing in the kingdom consistently. Harvest is the manifestation of the fruit from the seed. So when you sow seed, you can do it in a couple of different ways, okay? The first way is to give straight into the ministry. You can use our PayPal right there at RestoredMINTL. You can scan the little QR code. It'll take you directly to our PayPal link. You can use Zelle and go from your account straight into the ministry account. We also have a Cash App and our website, www.restoredministriesint.org, is right there. Now, the second way is if you want to receive what is called the prophet's reward, now what you do is you give the teruma, which is from Ezekiel 44:30, which is the exact thing that Abram did with Melchizedek. And the first of all the first fruits of all things of every oblation or teruma of all and of every sort of teruma shall be the priest. And you shall give unto the priest the first of your dough, that he, the priest, the king, may cause the blessing to rest in your house. Well, how do you get this? Well, you sow directly into the hand of the priest and the prophet of the ministry. I am Prophet Michael D. Bryant. I am the priest and prophet of this ministry. Amen. So you can use my Cash App at $ProphetMDBryant. You can also use my Zelle and my PayPal, which is right there on your screen. So listen, do this right now. Get a seed. Now, listen, we've been telling you to sow the multiplied grace seed of $55 or $155 or $555. For those of you who can, and God has been waiting for you to really destroy debt, lack, and poverty in your life by sowing the $5,555 seed, get it right now. And when you sow it into the hand of the prophet with my Cash App or my PayPal or my Zelle, now I have a right to speak the blessing. And I speak the blessing of the Lord make you rich and add no sorrow. Come on now. I speak, whoo, that you are blessed of the Lord. I speak, whoo, my God, my God. Glory. That Abraham, that you are the blessed of the Most High, possessor of heaven and earth. And you are the blessed of the Most High, which will deliver your enemies into your hand. I declare and decree that El Elyon is an enemy to your enemies. He's an adversary to your adversaries. Woo! And he will destroy anyone that would get in your way. In Jesus' mighty name, and everyone said amen. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Don't miss tomorrow's broadcast. Be blessed.